Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
There's nothing like being put on the spot by a colleague. Dr. Grant was interviewed by a team member this morning about his preventive care practices. He couldn't dodge the questions. His colleague is surveying everyone on the team in an effort to harmonize procedures. Preventive medicine isn't Dr. Grant's best game. His idea of being a doctor involves curing the sick, not using valuable clinical time to fend off hypothetical problems. But ever since the interview, he's been in a prickly, defensive mood. His first appointment after lunch is with a family from Senegal. Ousmane, age 32, his 8-year-old daughter, Nina, and his 65-year-old mother, Mariama. They arrived in Canada 6 months ago from a refugee camp, where Ousmane's wife died. Fortunately, they have come with a translator, who is fluent in Wolof and English, and who, as it happened, had been living in the same camp. Talking about the experience, the translator reports a high incidence of tuberculosis at the camp. Chest radiographs taken by immigration officials just before their entry to Canada, however, did not indicate active TB. Dr. Grant is still suspicious, however, and wonders whether this is the day to turn over a new leaf in preventive medicine.
Dr. Chris Greenaway is the first author of the Evidence Review on Tuberculosis of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Welcome, Dr. Greenaway.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Dr. Greenaway, what Dr. Grant can do right now?
The most important thing that Dr. Grant can do right now is to recognize that the individual, the family in front of him, are at increased risk for latent tuberculosis, and he should consider offering screening and treatment for latent tuberculosis. Immigrants and refugees from high TB incidence countries account for 65% of all the active TB cases in Canada, and some subgroups have up to a 500-fold increased risk of developing active tuberculosis as compared to those people born in Canada.
So, therefore, seeing all the importance of tuberculosis for the immigrants and refugees, then we should screen all of them, or there is some criteria to decide which are the best ones or most suitable for to be screened?
So the decision about whom to screen and offer treatment for latent tuberculosis is really based on the balance between the potential benefits of treatment that decreases with increasing age and increases if there are underlying medical conditions versus the potential harm of hepatotoxicity from the medication, which increases with age.
So, okay, then, just for a busy GP, what could be the tips? No? What are the things we need to consider? So from what age we can say more benefit than harmful to screen the patients? Do we have a cut line for that?
So in individuals that have no risk factors, underlying risk factors for developing active tuberculosis, generally under the age of 35, the benefit of giving INH outweighs the risk of hepatotoxicity, which is quite low. In those between 35 and 50, we would prefer that there is an underlying risk factor that is in the range of 2 to 3 fold, which would be being a refugee or having diabetes. And in those types of individuals, you would consider treating for latent tuberculosis up to the age of 50. Other individuals that have underlying risk factors that really increase the risk of developing active tuberculosis, such as HIV, which increases the risk by about 100-fold, other immunosuppression that may increase the risk by 20 to 50-fold, or a recent contact with tuberculosis, these individuals should be offered latent tuberculosis screening and treatment at any age.
Okay, then let's imagine that we have one of these patients that it's we can see that they can benefit from that, so we offer them the screening and then the screening shows positive. What we should do after that?
Well, the first and most important thing to do once a screening test has been done is to make sure that the person doesn't have active tuberculosis, because the treatment for that is different. So to rule out that there is the presence of active tuberculosis, ask the person if they have symptoms of active tuberculosis, which would be like a chronic cough, fever, weight loss that has lasted more than a few weeks. And every person with a positive tuberculin skin test should have a chest x-ray to ensure that there's no evidence of active tuberculosis.
Okay, then when we have ruled out that there is not an active tuberculosis, is when we offer the treatment, they have shown
right.
have a positive skin test?
Right, and then the physician needs to weigh, as mentioned previously, the potential benefit of treatment versus the potential harm of treatment, which is the which is hepatotoxicity, and then to also consider if the person understands the implications of treatment and the potential harm, so that if you're going to offer screening and treatment, that the person then actually completes treatment so it's effective and knows what to do if they have symptoms of hepatotoxicity so they don't cause harm to themselves.
Okay, you have talked about two particular elements that are really important for implementation, no? The compliance and that they really understand how to monitor the treatment. There is anything else that needs to be considered or that could be a barrier to implement the treatment?
The most important aspect of, or the most important barriers to latent TB treatment are that in certain cultures and countries, there's a stigma associated with tuberculosis and HIV, so this has to be well explained to the person. In any condition where you have a long treatment like you do in latent tuberculosis of 9 months and the person feels well, there's a chance for the person not completing treatment because they feel well. And so that's another element that really needs to be explained to the person, the importance of treatment. And language is extremely important so that the person does understand all of these elements. So if the person has a language barrier, to be able to have a translator so the person understands the importance of treatment and the potential for hepatotoxicity.
Dr. Greenaway, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure.
There are four key points to remember regarding tuberculosis. Number one, foreign-born people account for 65% of all those with active tuberculosis in Canada, and subgroups have up to a 500-fold increased risk of active tuberculosis compared with the non-Aboriginal Canadian-born population. Number two, the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health recommends screening certain groups as soon as possible on arrival in Canada with a tuberculin skin test and treating for latent tuberculosis infection in those found to be positive after ruling out active tuberculosis. Number three, although isoniazid is highly efficacious in decreasing the development of active tuberculosis in those with latent tuberculosis infection, monitoring for hepatotoxicity is required for all ages. Close monitoring is required for those over 50 years of age and for those with pre-existing liver disease, alcoholism, or concomitant use of hepatotoxic drugs. Number four, adherence to screening and treatment for latent tuberculosis infection can be increased if delivered in a culturally sensitive manner. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.